Okay, this is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking. We were just speaking with none other than John Oliver, the UVA's Executive Associate Head Athletic Director.
He's important.
He's got a long title. Anyway,
he's got a long title and a lot of responsibilities.
He does have
if
a lot of
responsibility.
He doesn't sleep much.
He's not looking for things to do.
That's right.
At this time, we will describe our play of the game, sponsored by First Capital Bank, where people matter. We've chosen the lacrosse team's inspired play in last week's ACC tournament, at which they won the championship. Frank?
Well, the number one UVA lacrosse team had a very successful weekend up in College Park, Maryland. In the ACC title game, big victory over Maryland. The number five University of Maryland Terrapins. The hero was none other than goalie Adam Gittleman, who made a point-blank save that was cleared by Mikey Thompson in the second quarter that led to a quick fast-break goal. It seemed to signal that Virginia not only could stop Maryland in a difficult situation, but then could score in just seconds. During the course of the game, Gittleman made 16 saves, many of which would be heart-stopping type of plays. He only gave up 6 goals in the championship game after having a great game on Friday night against Duke in the first win in like 3 or 4 years. For his heroics, Gittleman was named MVP of the ACC tournament. That bodes well for UVA going into the NCAAs. The Wahoos play Robert Morris this Saturday at Klockner Stadium at 1 p.m., and then they will await the NCAA selection decision. UVA should be number one seed based upon everything that I've read.
And that means home game, what, first two weekends
if
they
win? First round for certain.
Okay. And as you say, nice to finally beat the Dukies.
Get that out of the way.
In lacrosse and a great win against the Terrapins after, what, falling behind 3-0, as I recall.
In fact, in both games, Virginia fell behind early but then responded quickly and went into halftime of both games really dictating the tempo and play. And certainly the common denominator was Adam Gittleman, who I've said for 2 years now might have the best outlet pass that I've ever seen by any goalie. He may not be the best goaltender necessarily or best goalie, but certainly his outlet pass to his middies, incredible.
That's a very good point. This is, our 35th
show.
I knew if I waited long enough, you'd make a good point before the year was over. But at any rate,
see what I have to live with? Okay,
great win for the lacrosse team, although as the paper indicated, in lacrosse now, ACC championships are great. But this team's playing for the national championship, hopefully on Memorial Day up there. I think it's in Baltimore this year, right? Ravens Stadium?
M&T Bank Stadium, whatever it is.
Where the Ravens play.
They keep changing
the name of these places.
Who's Talking needs to go. We have got to set up a little tailgate up there and go up there for that semifinal game.
It could happen, yeah. The semifinal would be Saturday, Memorial Day weekend, and then the final is usually around 11 o'clock in the morning or noon on Monday of Memorial Day.
In fact, it is Saturday, May 29th, up there in Baltimore, Maryland. The time of the game, I'm not sure of. I think that's to be determined.
Yeah, usually they obviously doubleheader. I think they play like at 1 and 3:30 or 4
for the
two games on Saturday.
Right.
And then they usually move it up on the Memorial Day, as I recall, to an earlier start time, I guess, because of television commitments elsewhere on Memorial Day. But nevertheless, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Obviously, Virginia's got to win a couple of games to get to the Final Four. But hopefully that will be the case, and you certainly have the possibility of having some other ACC teams involved in the Final Four because Maryland, North Carolina, and Duke are what, all ranked in the top five, I think, going into this weekend?
Certainly, and they'll be contending. Looking at the coaches' poll, if seedings hold up, Virginia, Syracuse, Maryland, North Carolina, Duke, we're all very, very close. They're the only teams that have double-digit wins this year, and those five teams will be fighting tooth and nail to make the Final Four. It should make for a great Final Four. This could be a roller coaster.
A terrific Final Four. And another good news on sports front, that Virginia, the big win over Coastal Carolina in baseball last night, the Chanticleers.
How about that? Number 10 ranked Coastal Carolina, and Virginia put them on the plane with a loss. And that was the first time in 17 games that Coastal Carolina had lost a game.
Yeah, you may be optimistic that they came up on a plane, but let's give them credit. You know.
I think Coastal Carolina was on a plane.
I'm betting they bust back down to North Carolina. But nevertheless, a good win for the Hoos in baseball, the number one ranked Hoos.
We're headed for our second break now. We're looking forward to having UVA tennis coach Brian Boland joining us in just a few minutes.
Yeah, speaking of number one.
Please feel free to send emails to whostalking@sportsradio910.com, or you can call us at 345-0910. Brian and the Who's Talking host will answer your questions. Looking forward to the next segment.